My name is T.J. Peacher, and I am the Outreach and Education District Supervisor for Northwest Region.
T.J., you guys have a very interesting event coming up this weekend, an Insectorama. Tell me what this is.
Insectorama, this is our seventh annual event showcasing bugs and insects. We've got a bug chef. He's returning this year, and what he does is he gourmetly cooks certain bugs and allows you to taste them. I've heard it's pretty good, but I haven't been able to sample one yet. It's all been gone by the time I got there. So anyway, he's going to be doing that. We've got lots of displays on the monarch butterfly and its life cycle and the effects that are happening with it. We've got some pollinator booths. We've got a beehive up here that is a demonstration hive with the glass side so you can see what the bees are doing in there. We've got the beekeeper's booth. And those guys are going to be talking about beekeeping. We've also got several other displays even on, say, invasive species like the emerald ash borer. Mm-hmm. If you want to learn more about those invasive species, you can come here to our event and learn all about it.
And where is this going to be held?
This event is at the Northwest Regional Missouri Department of Conservation office, which is on the campus of Missouri Western State University. The address is 701 James McCarthy Drive, and it's here in St. Joseph.
Now, these insects are not only interesting to learn about and beautiful to look at, but a lot of them serve a purpose for our agriculture.
That's exactly right. Yeah, most of them have some kind of a purpose out there. Aside from being maybe a nuisance to folks that are not using them, they do have uses. Many horticulturists or gardeners would be really mad at aphids, but aphids are farmed by ants. They actually go out and collect aphids and put them nearby, and ladybugs will eat a lot of aphids. So a lot of farmers will go out and buy a box of ladybugs and go turn them loose, and they'll eat all of their aphids. So many, many bugs out there have beneficial uses, and that's obviously just one.
And is this going to be some of the things that we learn at the Insectorama?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, although you guys are going to be covering a great deal of information, this is not going to be an all-day event. It's just a couple of hours, right?
That's a true story. Starts at 10 in the morning and will conclude at noon.
And free to the public?
It is always free to the public.
Perfect. I know this is just one of the events that you guys have coming up, but do you guys have other events that people can learn about and plan to attend there? Will you have information on upcoming events?
Upcoming events would be Eagle Days would be the next one that's coming up, and that would be in December. So that's up at Squaw Creek National Wildlife Refuge in Mound City, and this will be our 36th annual event at Eagle Days there, so it's been going a long time. We also have coming up in, April, we have Arbor Day, which is all about trees. We give away free trees. And then in June, we have Herporama, which is all about reptiles and amphibians. Oh, and in May, we also have a bird migration festival that is down at Weston Bend State Park in Platte County. We've been running that. I think next year will be our fifth year, and that festival gets bigger every year. And we are bringing in more and more people to the art and science and pastime of bird watching.
Very interesting. Do you guys usually have a pretty good turnout for that event?
Oh, there's folks that will travel great distances to see a single bird.
Really?
Yeah, they're not going to drive that far to see a robin, but, you know, people from, say, the West Coast, they might drive in here to see a robin because they don't have them out there very often. But we, out here, they might drive great distance to see a snowy owl, which are native to northern United States and Canada. We don't get them here but in the wintertime, and not every winter, so.
I'd love to see one of those.
Those are pretty cool.
Absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous animals.
Hey,
now, Mr. T.J. Peacher, if anybody wants more information about the Conservation Department or programs that you guys have coming up or available, where can I get that?
You can call us here at our office at 816-271-3100.
Perfect. And does the conservation has a website, right?
Yes, we do. Our website is mdc.mo.gov. All of our events will be posted on that website. You can also go to that website to register for Hunter Ed classes. And we have a new app, too. And our new app is called Mo Hunting. We have an app out for fishing also called Find Mo Fish.
Perfect. And how long has this Mo Hunting app been out?
Not even a month.
Have you used
it? That's too cool.
Have you used it yet?
I have downloaded it on my phone. What it is for is you can buy your permits right there on your phone. You have to have your conservation ID number and your date of birth to log in to it. But if you have those two things, that's great. What it will do is it will show you all of the permits you have valid for this year. It will also show you all the permits you bought last year and the year before. It also has a telecheck history, so you can go back in time and see all of the critters that you have checked in over the last few years.
And that also is free.
Yeah.
Do they still have to have that hard copy with them?
If you purchased a license through a vendor, then you will have a hard copy. If you purchase the license or tag through the app, then it will be mailed to you, or you can print it out from your printer. But it is valid the day you purchase it on your phone, because obviously you haven't been to a printer and they haven't mailed it to you yet.